escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, man, today's just a busy-ass day because there's roster cuts going on all over the NFL. Mm-hmm. Houston's releasing veteran safety Jalen Mills. Saints are placing tackle Barry Wesley on the IR. I mean, this is just me reading information that's coming out. Mm-hmm. But I'd say the most interesting piece of information that's come out here in the last few moments, Diana Rossini reporting, the Commanders have been gauging multiple teams' interest in cornerback Noah Igbinoghene, per sources. Igbinoghene, a Dolphins first-round pick in 2020, can provide secondary depth for teams looking to add to their cornerback rooms. B, we were looking at our numbers, and the corners were easy. Lattimore, Trey Amos, Mikey Samristil, Noah Igbinoghene, Jonathan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the cornerback room.
I do, too.
You trade away Noah Igbinoghene, who I thought had an excellent camp.
Did.
I'm not sure I like it as much.
No, I mean, but you don't know who they're going to get.
Or what they're going to get.
Yeah. So it may be something that can help you, or maybe somebody that's just as good.
If it's a player, if they're looking for a player to help them, what position would it be?
It could be another corner. Could be.
The reality that with these dudes that I think we've learned and seen, mm-hmm. they're looking to get better everywhere all the time.
I'm with that.
Like they just, 2.5 weeks ago we were in New England. And it was very clear that Brian Robinson was the starting running back for this team.
Yeah.
And earlier, last week, he got traded to San Francisco. So things happen fast with the organization, and they're willing to be nimble in the movements. The Noah Igbinoghene thing I find interesting. Landfill had, I think, an appropriate, immediate reaction to this. Landini, what did you think about the possibility of trading Noah Igbinoghene?
I mean, I think that the secondary was a weak spot for them last year, and I don't really like them trading away guys that can contribute. I know that Noah Igbinoghene is not, I mean, nobody's going to say that he's one of the best corners in the league or anything, but he was playing for them regularly last year. He could be a depth guy, and I don't really understand getting rid of that for, you know, frankly, what's going to be peanuts. I mean, it's going to be like a sixth or a seventh round pick.
Supposed to not a pick, supposed to be a player that may be as good.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, it's a guy.
That doesn't sound like Nate.
I don't know. It's a guy I'd like them to keep. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm thinking. We haven't done this yet. Things are going to get a little nuts here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I know a lot of folks are in the chat kind of commenting on all this. Damn Daniel says, shows how confident they are in Jonathan Jones and Trey Amos. I do think a lot of this, if you are willing to move on from Noah Igbinoghene, is a testament to your belief in the youngster Trey Amos. And I can understand it, honestly. I mean, he's looked fantastic since he's arrived. He has just looked really complete. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That said, I do like depth at the corner position because, dude, you're going to have, even if everybody's healthy, you're going to go four deep at cornerback.
All the time.
Like, Noah I reportedly on the trade block. Would you want them to move on from Igbinoghene? What kind of player would you want back? I'm also curious, as we get closer, B, we got a little bit of news. I saw this first from John Keim. The Commanders are releasing Jalen Holmes. That's a guy I thought had given them some really good play in spots.
I thought he played very well at times. But the thing of it, Jay, is who are they keeping? And as we stated, who else can they get? That is the thing. And I think as like we've had a lot of people call us even along the Terry thing saying Adam Peters seems to be knowing what he's doing. He and also Dan Quinn with the let them do their job. Let's see.
So Jalen Holmes out is good news for Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I think it's good news for Jacob Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bad news for Jalen Holmes was when Von Miller showed up.
Because
Von Miller's gonna make the team. We're just, everybody stick with us, man. We got a ton of moving parts here on roster cut day. Everything is happening in real time here. Diana Rossini, friend of the program, reporting the Commanders are checking on interest for Noah Igbinoghene in the trade market. I thought was pretty good last year. I thought Noah I had an excellent camp, showed a ton of physicality. Would you be okay with them moving on from Noah I? Jermaine is in Bowie. Jermaine, what up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, maybe it's just me, but I don't, you know, I know Noah I played a lot, but I didn't see him contributing a lot. He constantly gets beat in coverage. He is physical. He makes tackles, but he gets beat a lot. So I'm okay with the trade. You know, depending on what we get. I'd rather have a player, but I wasn't really high on Noah I in the beginning.
I think I'm higher on Noah I than you are, but I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong. Nobody's saying he's the second coming of Deion, but that position, you play a lot of guys. And I've always,
right.
I'd always prefer to have depth, but thanks for the call, Jermaine. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I'll sneak one more in here. Andy's in Alexandria. Andy, you okay if they're looking to trade Noah I?
Yeah, this is kind of a joke, but they should go get Micah with them.
Well, that's definitely a joke, but
go get who?
I think he Micah Parsons.
Man, please. I mean, if anybody else called with that, we gonna ban him because that ain't gonna happen. Stop that.
No, I know. It'd be nice to get a running back, though.
You want another back when they're about to keep four of them?
Well, maybe somebody else. I don't know. I mean, Bill seems good, but I mean, he's kind of an unknown and. You know, it's not like they have a super crazy powerful bat, you know, besides him.
All right. Appreciate you, Andy.
All right, man.
Yep.
That's Andy and Alexandra proposing a Noah I for Micah Parsons trade. Somebody get that to Jerry Jones stat. Let's see what he says.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.